Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Yeah. Didn't you say, Walter, that you looked up Ted Bundy?
Oh, yeah. Mr. Ted. Yeah. But that's only because he did a lot of his murders at FSU, which I'm very fond of. I spent some time there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I had a lot of friends that I would go to FSU to party. But Ted Bundy was very handsome. And I know, do you have his chart? Can you pull it up?
I'm trying to see if they have it in here already.
But let me give you his birthday is November 24, 1946 in Burlington, Vermont. He's a Sag son.
11-24, what?
1946. In Burlington, Vermont.
What time?
Just put 12 p.m. I don't know the time.
Oh.
I could look up his birth chart here.
Yeah. Vermont.
See if they have it. Vermont, yeah.
Yeah, they should have it because I know he's a Leo Rising.
They have the time here as 10:35. Yeah, I just set the thing for Leo Rising. 10:35 p.m. Burlington, though. So what fascinated me the most about Ted Bundy, and I'm sure everybody that has watched his documentary on Netflix can say, yeah, Burlington, BU, is that he actually when he was getting interviewed for like his murders and things like that, he would like straight up start talking as if he was like being interviewed for his movie or for some role that he played or some sort of like character that he had or whatever, you know, like he would go straight into his biography and talk about his early life and just, you know, it was very Leo Rising.
Yes.
Very much like, let me tell you my story. Hold on. Look, this is how it starts. Very much like Sagittarius, like I have this story. And then Leo is like, well, now I have this role and I'm going to play this star and I'm in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm famous for killing and I'm famous for doing all these things. And you are going to know what my name is type of thing.
But meanwhile, trying to plead innocence and trying to represent himself in court.
Exactly.
Like I did this and I'm going to get away with it and I'm going to be famous for it.
Exactly.
It's interesting that he has a... what's this? What they call this aspect?
That's a T-square, right?
T-square.
Yeah.
He has a fixed T-square.
Mm-hmm. With his midheaven point.
Yes.
Wow.
Between midheaven, Leo, his Leo energy, and his Scorpio.
I have the same T-square, by the way.
Oh, wow. Oh, Claudia.
Ted Bundy confessed to killing 30 women, right?
Yeah, 30 homicides.
He confessed to 30, but they think he killed more.
Between 1974 and 1978.
Mm.
4 years.
4 years?
He did this in 4 years. Yeah, in 7 states. And he was really... and actually, someone was telling me this earlier.
What years did you say he started killing?
1974, between 1974 and 1978. So what he would do is if the woman would resist and would like get violent with him, you know, he would get angry and he would use that to kind of like, you know, when it got to the part of killing, he would like be even more aggressive towards them. But if the woman was calm and just sort of like, you know, not kind of putting up a lot of a fight or just trying to be cooperative with him, he would like spare them a little bit more. Like he would do less bodily harm to them when he was killing them.
I think it should be noted too that his early years, he was I don't know if he was raised by his grandparents, but he did live in their house with his mom. And the father was abusive. He was known to have thrown the mother's sister down the stairs for oversleeping one day. He would beat his wife and the dog.
Well,
Ted Bundy's grandmother was, I think she was doing like electroshock therapy for depression. And so there was that big, there's that dynamic of dominator or dominated that he saw from a very young age and towards women.
Yes. And also in his biography, it states that he actually, like, he was not told right away that the people that he lived with, which was his grandparents, were his grandparents. He thought that that was his mom and his dad.
Yeah.
And he thought that his sister, he thought that the woman that lived with him, which was his actual mother, his biological mother, was his older sister.
Yes. And
wait. What you just spoke of, would that be false messages, being told false messages?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of like a false show that's being put on for him.
Mm. Neptune in Libra.
And the third.
That's like siblings and neighbors.
Neptune, delusional message from... third house is your neighborhood, close surround, siblings, and like, you know, your neighborhood.
That makes sense. Never knew who his real father was, and it's still contested to this day. The mother said one person, there's somebody else's name on the birth certificate for his father. And I read that the family speculates that his mother's father is his father, which would make product of incest, but there's never been any material evidence. It's just something that the family suspected.
So,
which would explain why there's so much confusion about who his father is. Why do you say one person, but then put this other person on the certificate?
Well, if you look at the cusp of the fourth, represents the father, right? And if you, just the cusp. And so you look at the ruler of the fourth to see what's up with the father, right? And then if you take that and you think about the mother being the moon, right? So if Mars, if Scorpio is the ruler of his fourth, and you look at, which is Mars is the ruler, right?
Mm-hmm.
The father in the fifth house of the kid next to the mother.
Right. Yeah. Well, I was gonna
which
say,
would mean, wait, which would mean what you just spoke of, D.
Yeah, that they never
didn't.
No, which would be
incest.
Yeah. Oh, the incest. Yeah.
The father.
Well, what I was
getting with the mother.
Yes.
And not just that.
The father getting with his daughter.
Yeah. No, but his fourth house has a stellium in Scorpio, so there's lies in the family left and right.
Yes.
That's what I kind of was looking at.
Maybe a lot of sexual energy in the family, left and right.
But that's what I was looking at with the Neptune and Libra. Delusional messages about relationships in a family. And it has to do probably with the sexual nature.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you look at the other ruler of Scorpio, which would be Pluto in his first house, it, like, those hidden messages, I think, really fucked with his head, and like not knowing what's real or not knowing the truth, not knowing who the real dad is.
Oh, he had a Saturn Pluto conjunction retrograde.
Yeah.
In Leo. That's why he was so like,
a lot of
it's me.
Yeah.
Well, he started, you said he started killing in
74.
And I find that interesting. He started killing during a Jupiter Mercury period, right?
Mm.
He got Mercury in retrograde in Scorpio. Jupiter rules his fourth house, fifth, you know, Jupiter rules Sag.
He traveled a lot.
Yeah, and he has Mars and the moon conjunct in Sag when Jupiter and Mercury got activated and he started killing.
Yeah, he also had graduated from a university in a degree in psychology, by the way. Fourth house, all that Scorpio. Oh. FYI. Oh,
wow. Yeah, I knew he was pretty intelligent in that. I thought he was going to school for law, but yeah, I think you would need
psychology. He never graduated, but he also was accepted to law school. He also was accepted to law school, and his murderous rampage, yeah, it started around 74.
When right after his Mars, but look, he started killing when in Mars.
Because, maybe, probably.
Because look, his Mars period starts in 73, and it don't end until November. So he started killing somewhere around here when Mars was active in his chart.
There's a lot of there's the ones that he's confessed to, but I think there's a lot more, and it's widely believed that there's a lot more that he's responsible for, but won't say where the bodies are, doesn't remember where they are. I mean,
He was arrested in 75.
My aunt by marriage had a sister who went missing in Florida. And in the same area where Ted Bundy was. And she's still missing to this day. And the family believes that she was one of his victims.
Oh my goodness. Oh my God, yeah. D, I'm sorry to hear that. Wow. Yeah,
it's pretty crazy.
You said he was arrested in 75?
Yeah, one of his first arrests was in 75. To a kidnapping. Yeah, Saturn.
And Capricorn.
Yeah, Capricorn.
The law.
The authority came down, busted him.
In the six. Finally. Got Capricorn in the six.
And then he escaped.
He had a couple. He escaped from prison twice in 77.
In 77?
In 77, he escaped twice. Oh, Jupiter and Pisces. Jupiter and
Pisces. I'm getting out this. Well,
Pisces, the escape artist.
77 moon, and his moon is Sagittarius, right?
Yes.
Yeah, freedom in the fifth.
Yeah, and traveling. When he escaped, he went far, didn't he?
Yeah.
Like I think he crossed state lines, and that's where they had a hard time finding him, and they had to cross jurisdictions.
Wait. You say he escaped in 77?
Yeah, no, and he climbed out of a hole that he made in the ceiling of his cell, and he in order to do so, he dropped 30 pounds to be able to fit through the hole.
Oh, wow.
Listen, look, you say he escaped in 77?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look.
That's right, Jupiter Saturn escaping.
Right at the end of when he was about to switch into a Mars period. He was just finishing his Jupiter period for diarrhea period, and he escaped.
Hold on, look up this date, 1978. He broke into a sorority house at Florida State University. That's where he attacked four young girls and he killed two of them.
1978, Mars,
yeah. He kidnapped and murdered a 12-year-old girl. And those two were the ends of his rampage. And he had moon and Mars conjunct in Sag, and from as a moon and Sag person, I will say he probably there was a part of him that maybe really wanted to engage in it. Maybe killing was kind of a fetish for him. And he may have wanted to explore that fetish, but there was probably a part of him that believed that he shouldn't have done that type of thing. You feel me?
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I'll go ahead and trust you on that one.
I mean, I don't know, because the way that I'm seeing his Mars period started, and that's when he stopped killing. So there must have been some part of him that must...
Oh, like his...
Oh, true.
Like,
He's like, because he got caught.
No, Ted's one of the ones that, like, I think these poor kids, like, they were abused as kids and all they knew was violence. And I feel like, I don't know, like, they were kind of set up for failure.
Well, does
but, like, I feel like Ted liked doing it, enjoyed doing it, because he escaped and he would just do it more. Like, you're already in trouble.
He had a psychology degree. Something in him must have, something in him must have felt that he was, like, either A, like, stepping into the role of God or some shit like that, which is a very Sagittarius type of, like, belief in a way. Yeah. Like, oh, I look at me. I'm, like, Holy Grail type of person.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, maybe it was just, like, a really weird fetish.
Yeah.
Like, a super weird fetish.
Well,
I think the grandpa set the example of, in this world, you're either going to be dominated or dominate, and your enemy is women.
Well,
Walter,
yeah, his son, Mercury and Venus are under the beams of the sun retrograde. So he had hidden feelings, thoughts about women.
Well, and he was aggressive towards women. Mars is right next to the moon, which is what D just said, which I think that placement goes with what you just said, D, of, like, teaching him to, like, hate women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I guess the hate women would be Venus retrograde Mars.
Venus retrograde.
You mean Venus retrograde in Scorpio?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Venus retrograde in Scorpio. That's what I mean.
Well, she's in her detriment. She's in her detriment.
Yeah.
And she's retrograde, and then on top of that, she's in the fourth house, in the underworld, in the emotional body, like. He had a thing against women,
and maybe that's why he studied psychology,
to know how a woman thinks,
to know how to manipulate them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, because he also, you know, you look at he has a lot of stuff retrograde, really.
And, yeah, he does have a lot of retrograde planets.
Pluto, he got Pluto in the first house, Leo.
Pluto and Saturn retrograde.
Pluto the death. So he got famous off of death.
Mm-hmm.
He got famous off of Pluto type shit. What's the 13th degree, Walt? What she said? You remember? I know 22 is the kill, but 13 is something else. I forgot
the 13th degree. I gotta go back to look at it, but
yeah.
I think it's interesting. He has a really interesting chart. He definitely had a fetish, like killing was a creative sport for him, because look at this in the fifth, you know. But I think I'm not trying to excuse the guy, everybody. I know that he was a serial killer. I know he was, but come on, man, just look at that fourth house. Like, that's psychological trauma.
Yeah, it's like from the family. That's ancestral trauma.
That screams psychological trauma. There probably was incest in that family, and maybe something was going on with women in his family, and he didn't know how to assimilate that, you know?
He was given the example of just beat women into submission to do your will, and no matter what cost, because grandma was doing electroshock therapy.
And I looked at a picture that they have here, because there's actually a picture that they put of, like, of the women's names, and most of them were Scorpios.
Oh.
Most of his victims were Scorpio women. Were Scorpio women. Yeah, that they know of.
Mm.
That is an interesting plot twist.
Yeah. Very.
He had a wife and a daughter too.
Yeah, he did. He was,
and he had a high IQ. Like, he didn't have a low IQ. He was not a dumb person. That's why I'm saying, like, this is an example of, like, an int- intellectual that just has maybe a lot of psychological trauma.
Yeah, just from a bad.
And one day the circuits are not kind of like going the right way. And
right.
Kind of like, you know, you're like cutting something and it goes a little too far. And you're like, oh shit, I just did this. Damn, I think I like it.
Oh.
Thing, you know, one of those things, one of those situations. Mm-hmm.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.